Welcome back to Sports Day. Time now for an Eagles update. Dig deep on Sports Day with Digger West. And sadly, a bloke who has been given his marching orders from the West Coast Eagles is joining us tonight. But it's nice to see him stepping out of the fairest and best tonight. The John Worsfold medal is going to be crowned to the fairest and best player. And he has certainly been one of the best clubmen at the football club in his time there. We're speaking about Mark Hutchings, and he joins us here on Sports Day. Hutchie, how are you, mate? You going okay?
Hey, Carl. Yeah, going well, mate. Happy to talk to you.
It's probably going to be a bit of a bittersweet night tonight for you individually, given you know the way things have unfolded for you this year.
Yeah, unfortunately got the tap on the shoulder a couple of weeks ago, so this will be my last night. But yeah, it's been a great journey. Love my time here at the footy club, so been an absolute dream come true because given I was a big Eagles supporter growing up and love my footy, so to be able to be at the club for 9 years, it's been pretty special.
Well done, Hutch. A terrific performance. We'll get into some of your better games, but can you give us some insight into how difficult it is for some AFL players when you're in the last year of your contract and you're playing in the reserves, you're putting together some really good footy once you got back from injury, but you're still not finding yourself back in that side, and all the time probably knowing that the Eagles, given how well they're going in the AFL season, that you know you might be in trouble come the end of the year?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, never nice when you're playing well and you still can't crack into the side, and when you're on 1 year deals and you sort of leave yourself open to hard decisions at the end of the season, especially when the team hasn't performed to our lofty expectations. So you sort of keep putting your head down and keep chipping away because that's all we know how to do. But yeah, would have loved to have played a few more games this year and carried the career on, but not to be.
It's always been in your character. Had a chat to a few of the boys, and you know they speak very highly of you and have always spoken that way. What does the future look like for you, mate? What are you planning to do?
So I'll be putting my hand up for another crack at AFL if it's out there. If it's not, I'll go back to the Waffle next year. Really keen to keep playing footy. It's my passion. I've loved doing it ever since I was 6 years old. So I'll be playing somewhere next year and also getting an athlete mentoring business off the ground. So Complete Athlete Australia. I've been working on that in the background last few months just to pass on a bit of knowledge that I've had picked up over the years. Got a Bachelor of Science in Exercise and Sports Science. So pass that on to the aspiring athletes that are coming through the next gen.
Just tell us a little bit more about it, what we've got a chance to you know, just you know, open it up for a discussion tonight.
Yeah, mate, it's called Complete Athlete Australia. And, yeah, the basis of it is I just want to pass on some experience and some knowledge that I wish I knew when I was 16, 17, 18 and in high school age and above. That would have helped my game and potentially made things a bit easier for me, especially early on in my career. So I've got the degree, plenty of years of experience playing footy and at the elite level. So hopefully I can pass that on to the next generation coming through and they can benefit from that.
Hutchie, if you do go back to the Waffle, you've got a few clubs to choose from. Of course, the West Coast Eagles reserve side, East Perth and West Perth, clubs that you all played for. Is there one that's ahead of the other at the moment?
Yeah, I've represented those three clubs and the boys let me know that I've just played for almost a third of all Waffle clubs. So, I've just sort of tried to let the dust settle a little bit initially. West Perth still in the finals and, won a flag at West Perth, so that was nice. And obviously started my career at East Perth. And, West Coast, I love playing down there this year. So, leave my options open, but I'll definitely be at a club there, if not AFL, next year.
When you reflect on your career, what stands out? I've got no doubt probably the grand final where you did an amazing job, a team performance, a tagging role on steel side bottom and had an absolute cracker yourself. But reflecting back, what are the memories?
Yeah, you never forget your first game. That was up at Brizzy in 2013 under Woosh. And, having the year under Woosh was great, and then the 8 years under Simo, I was great. I could experience life under two great coaches. And yeah, played my last game up at Brizzy, so for the West Coast. So, and yeah, the grand finals, very hard to make. The prelims were extraordinary in front of home crowds, loud crowds. Loved playing in front of the West Coast fans. They were just always so supportive and loud and got behind the team. So it was a really hard place for opposition teams to play against, either at Subi or Optus. So that was, yeah, that was probably the highlight memories, and just the roar of the crowd when we kicked a goal in a tight game or won finals. That were the memories that I'll cherish.
I always love talking to taggers about their experiences with certain players. Was there a player that had your measure, or was there a player that you thought you had their measure across your career?
Yeah, Travis Boak was always hard to play on from Port. Like, he's just insane runner and smart, and didn't drop his head when he knew he was getting tagged. He almost worked harder, whereas some other players can sort of try for a little bit and then stop running. But he was never one of those blokes, so he always stands out. But I mean, yeah, side bottom was always mentally very hard to play on. Josh Kelly was a great runner from GWS, so you play on all types. Dangerfield, just so explosive, along with Dusty. So yeah, it was absolute pleasure playing on some of the best players. So stoked to have the opportunity.
Do you think there's still a role for taggers in the game, or do you think over the next few years it may get phased out even more?
Well, I hope so. Selfishly, hope there's a club that needs one. But I mean, I think it really depends on the club and the coach and their style of and how they want to play. So, like, if you look at the clubs, not every team has one, but. And the teams that do, sometimes they can be really effective. So I think it goes in waves as well. Sometimes it's the flavour of the month, and then sometimes no one really wants to do it. So timing, like all things in life, it comes down to timing a little bit.
Now, I think we saw Angus Brayshaw doing it on the weekend for Melbourne, and we're likely to see the Western Bulldogs employ some tactics against a couple of those prime movers of Melbourne. They'd be stupid not to on the big stage. Hutchie, it's been a pleasure having a chat to you. It's been great to see you play out your career. 120 games, pick number 60, back in that national draft in 2012. Do you remember the day that you got picked up, and where were you?
I do remember, mate. I was at work because it was in the evening, so it was about 7:30 Melbourne time, and I was doing my personal training. I was training a client, so I didn't watch the draft or anything because I still had my work to do. So came to my phone after that session and noticed that I got a lot of well wishes, and checked and found out it was Eagles that had picked me. So, yeah, never forget that day. That was a dream come true. And then I missed Wish's call shortly after, so didn't go off to a great start, but it was all good.
As we let you go, who wins tonight? Top three for the best and fairest at the West Coast Eagles.
Yeah, I think Nick Natt will win. I think Dom Sheed will be top three. And Tommy Barras, even though he missed a few games, he was really good as well. So they're my picks.
Thanks, mate. Great to have you on the program. Enjoy tonight. Take care.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Good on you. Mark Hutchings, Premiership Eagle and retiring. Well, he's not retiring. He's delisted Eagle and looking for another opportunity. And I hope he gets one personally. And he's still got the desire. If the fire's still there, then fight. That's all I say. Digging deep in what all great sports people do, just like the team at Digger West, the Earth Moving Attachment Specialist. We'll be back with some waffle. Next, Todd Curley, the South Fremantle coach. Huge game coming up this weekend against Subiaco. The winner is into the grand final.